Yeah. Welcome back to another illustrious episode of Ask the Phoenix. We on episode 36, right, Goose?
36.
And today we've been tussling with what we were gonna converse about. And we finally centered in on the equation to freedom. And it's really Ruth Noller's equation for creativity, which is C equals the function of A multiplied by knowledge, imagination, and evaluation. But I like to use that in, like, how can I say? I don't know, like maybe like a cheat code, like a fast track to freedom, because it kind of changes your perspective about a lot of things with just that one equation, especially when you're talking about the function of your attitude. So like I've said in previous episodes, a function of your funky ass attitude, because how often do we walk into other persons around us and their attitude suck? I mean, is that kind of common for you, Goose, or am I like tripping?
I don't know if it's like common. I mean, I feel like I definitely run into those people. I feel like I could be that person sometimes.
See,
so I don't know if it's like common or if it's just like, I guess common in the sense of like, yeah, it's just gonna happen throughout your life. So I guess like it's gonna happen to everyone, or you know.
And I feel like that's the thing. Like people just willingly accept attitude, right? Because when you say attitude, what's the first thing you think about when you think of attitude?
Based off of what you said, I was just kind of like equating it to like maybe like a bad attitude, or like just like their energy just being kind of down. Like how you kind of tease me about how when you walk in here.
Right. You know? Yeah. Because your energy be down.
Right.
Be
training, to you, it's down. To me, training, it's right,
man.
Where it is.
He be laid back on the sectional, man. He be laid back on the sectional chilling, man, in the pose, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But to me, it's like that's kind of how I am at all times.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like to me it is.
Uh-huh.
But that's just what I equated it to when you said attitude. It was just like.
But that's maybe, the thing. I asked that question today in class as well with my students, and they said the same thing. Like, when you hear the word attitude, what's the first thing that you equate that with?
And
they
said it has like a negative connotation to it.
Exactly. But then when you say something like inspiration, you automatically put that towards what?
Positive things.
Something very, very positive.
Right.
So those things right there is very polarizing, right? So when you see within the equation for creativity equals the function of your attitude multiplied by your knowledge, imagination, and evaluation, then if you have a negative attitude, a funky ass attitude, then how does that look? How does your ideas look from that point?
Yeah, I mean, they look negative.
You see what I'm saying?
I feel like I fall victim to that.
Like, we all do.
No doubt.
We all do. And that's the thing about being a high performer, right? So a lot of people look at you like they marvel at you like, oh, man, like how did you get like this? Like you must have been born like this or whatever. No, it's thorough practice. It's just practicing this over and over and over again. But that's the thing. Our minds are already relegated to one thing. So we have to shatter that paradigm of what attitude really is, because we like, okay, if I was to say, other than the negative connotation that we already have, Goose, like what could we put in there for the positive of attitude?
What do you mean? Like what could we put in there as a positive?
That's my whole point. Like I don't even, like I can't really even say. So I would have to look it up. That's what, right. I was getting ready to pull up.
Like because the actual definition.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even really be able to say right offhand what attitude is. I know it has something to do with personal esteem.
Right.
Boom. Okay. So definition of attitude, according to Merriam-Webster, attitude is a noun, and it has seven definitions.
Jesus.
Right? So definition one, the arrangement of the parts of a body or figure, posture. Definition number two, a position assumed for a specific person, i.e. a threatening attitude. Definition number three, a ballet position similar to the arabesque in which the raised leg is bent at the knee. Four has 4A and 4B. So 4A is a mental position with regard to a fact or state. 4B is a feeling or emotion toward a fact or state. Number five is the position of a craft, such as an aircraft or a spacecraft, determined by the relationship between its axis and a reference datum, such as the horizon or a particular star. Number six, a bodily state of readiness to respond in a characteristic way to a stimulus such as an object, concept, or situation. That's a part of the slavitude definition right there.
Yeah.
And number seven has 7A and 7B. So 7A is a negative or hostile state of mind. And 7B is a cool, cocky, defiant, or arrogant manner. Those two are also a part of the slavitude definition.
No doubt.
So
I noticed a couple of definitions like actually had negativity like in them, whether it be there was something about threatening. There was also one that actually mentioned negative. And then there was
that's a fact.
Like, the other one was like cocky and stuff like that.
And then, yeah, for sure. And then there's one even about a positive one, like a feeling or emotion toward a fact or state, an optimistic attitude. So there is, that's a choice word. Mm-hmm. Let's put it like that. Like that's a choice word. Attitude could be of it which you choose, right? Hence why the function of your attitude multiplied by your knowledge, imagination, and evaluation. So how that applies, right? Is because if you allow yourself to be open to curiosity, it's a free ticket or to a train ride to inspiration, right? And if you have an optimistic attitude, you have a great attitude, multiply your knowledge, imagination, and evaluation. So let's break it back down. Let's go back to the ideas of being negative, right? Or having a bad attitude. Right?
Right.
So we already said, okay, yeah, those ideas would be bad. Okay, so yeah, those ideas are bad. But then what does the life of that person look like? It's likely bad too, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a function of their attitude.
Right.
So if you are in a poverty of thought or you're limited on criteria, be it negative criteria, and you don't have any kind of positive or optimistic outlook, then every bastion or every institution that you build will be a reflective of that poverty of thought, correct?
Absolutely.
So that's why where they say people that's in third world countries, this is the argument, the fitting argument to say that well, they've been able to be on their own all this time, then why haven't they built anything that rivals what we have?
Yeah, I hear that conversation often.
And it's like clear, you know what I mean? Like you starve out those countries of resources or you rob them of resources and charge them for what's naturally grown.
Yep.
Or that what they live on top of. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Unobtainium. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to pay attention to like the possibilities of having an optimistic attitude, right? So I really wanted to get creative with our newer episodes because we've been doing it a year now. I want to do things that's a little more interactive. So I want to challenge our subscribers, consumers, if you will, like to share with us this challenge, like of being optimistic or keeping an optimistic attitude, right? Like believing that everybody is doing the absolute best that they can and really living like that for the next 40 days straight. like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Or like, do as many as you can. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I like that.
40 days straight, just keep the function of your attitude high. Like, whenever you see yourself dogmatically bowing down to ego, like, just be like, nah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, no, I'm gonna try a different approach to this. You know what I'm saying? Because likely ego is running most of us, like a lot of us, like no a doubt. Lot of our thoughts and everything that we do and perceptions, things like, you know, so on and so forth, especially like social media. You liking somebody pictures, your girl getting upset that you liking somebody pictures and vice versa.
They're about to take it away too.
They are?
Yeah.
I remember I heard something about that.
They've done it in a couple other countries, including Canada.
And they like it, right?
Yeah, it's been going well. So they're going to test it out here in the States.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to try, like, at least Instagram is going to try stuff like that. Twitter also, like, mentioned, like, a while ago, though. I don't think they're ever going to do it, but Twitter doubling down. Yeah, Twitter, like, didn't used to show you how many, like, people, like, retweeted and liked stuff. It would just show that people retweeted and liked stuff.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, like, back in, like, the early days. So, it, like, it, but then it changed to, like, we're now, like, it would show you, like, how many. Like, it would show you how many people retweeted and liked it and stuff like that, or if your friends retweeted or liked it. So, like, it almost makes people like things or retweet things more because maybe someone they know or like retweeted it. So, yeah. Like, okay, well, like, I like that person, so, like, I kind of have the same mindset as them, so I like that. You know what I'm saying? So, they kind of, like, before old Twitter didn't used to really be like that. It was different. Like, people just, like, organically, like, retweeted stuff and liked stuff. So, they, like, talk about going back to it, but I don't think they're going to. But Instagram, for sure. Is going to get rid of the likes, which I think is, I'm interested to see how that goes.
But that goes to our conversation that we was talking about earlier, like getting the best of AI. So we wanted to incorporate three AIs to the conversation courtesy of an idea presented to me by my homegirl, Dr. McMillan. She was just like, you know, like trying to tie in AI as far as artificial intelligence, appreciative inquiry, and then she was like, you got to come up with another one, and I came up with attitude inspiration. So because, you know, why just do regular intelligence, right? Artificial intelligence is already there, and regular intelligence, who's talking about that anymore? It's emotional intelligence. So yeah. About that. So where the fuck was I going with that? Oh, when we was talking about Euphoria,
right?
We were talking about the show Euphoria that's on Homebox, HBO. And how that relates to the studies revealing, or was it the Wall Street Journal? I think it was the Wall Street Journal saying that today's most stressed American is the high school teenager. And when you watch,
honestly, I feel like it's always been that, but
you do. You know,
they didn't like want to give that credit before, because like if you think back to the old times, like people like always like try to sun you when you're younger and be like, well, like you're young, like what kind of stress do you got?
That's
when
true.
It really it's like you got stress from when really like we were talking about with the Euphoria thing, it's you got stress from your peers. So not only people your age and stuff like that, you also have stress from like adults putting pressure on you, like, yo, what are you gonna do next? Or this is what you should do next, and this is how you should do it, and all that kind of stuff. And they feel like they know better because they're older and they've had more experience than you. So you get pressure from like both. You got pressure from people your age and pressure from people older than you. And when you get older, it's really only like you kind of put pressure on yourself when you get older. You know what I'm saying? Like once you can start thinking for yourself and all that stuff, and you block a lot of people out, like you really, the only pressure you feel almost is just like stuff you crave for yourself.
That is true, man.
When you're younger, you're more impressionable. So all them people in your ear.
Everybody is placating your pain.
Yeah, no doubt.
So like you are in dire straits. And everybody's like, well, your back hurt. Yo, you ain't, you got gristles.
That's what I'm saying. You're a back. Yeah, you're 18. Like, how's your back hurt? How's your leg hurt? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're so young. How are you, like, banged up? Or how do you have stress? Like, yo, I'm trying to complete school because that's what you guys say I have to do.
Exactly.
Like, the government says I have to get a high school education at least. So, like, I have to go there.
And they give me sports just to play interesting.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I don't even get to necessarily learn stuff I might want to learn. Like, I got to learn, most of the stuff I learn is stuff that you want me to learn.
But I was talking to Moon today, man. She was like,
until you get to college, then you get to this, then you get to choose, like, and even then it's like you don't even really get to choose till you get to like grad school, right? Because like even when you're undergrad, you still got to take other classes. Like you got to take like an English.
You still got to take classes.
You still got to take like some like regular stuff, like a math and English and stuff like that.
I was talking to Moon yesterday, and she was telling me she was because her daughter's getting ready to start college. Shout out to Myers Bar. And she was just like, man, I hope I'm looking forward to like see if she's going to have an experience like how I have, because I had an incredible experience there in high school. And I was just, to me, that was riveting, because I can't say that I had an incredible time during high school. I guess I had a standard time, an average time.
I feel like I did. I feel like I had like a good time. I didn't have like, well, yeah, it wasn't like incredible. I feel like I had like a good time. You know what
I feel like I had so much more to look forward to.
Yeah,
like,
no doubt.
That shit was like.
Yeah. It was cool, but it wasn't.
Like, man, I mean, motherfuckers was playing with guns and all that by that time, though. So, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it was like.
And all that kind of shit by then. It was a different experience. So it was like, I can't say it was just like a regular high school experience. It was just high school. It seemed more like an institutional thing than actual,
yeah,
like get an education kind of deal.
Right.
Like when I was looking at other people when I was taking my college courses, I was like, damn, they prepared you for this. Like y'all was talking like this. Y'all was having this kind of conversations.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Like I feel like we was just still writing like surface level poems and shit. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, I feel you. I mean, that like the curriculum's like different depending on where you are. Like city schools are a little different than like the suburbs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's like the curriculum's different, or like we might have electives that y'all didn't have, and y'all might have electives that we didn't have.
Right.
Like, it's not like universal. Like, there was just universal things like English and like math and like science and stuff like that. But outside of that, like the electives are always different depending on where you went.
Right.
Like even when you get to college, like there was colleges I couldn't even apply to because I didn't even have what I wanted to go for. Like that wasn't even like you couldn't even have it as like a minor. Like they didn't even offer a class on it. So it was like, all right, well, I'm not going there because that's not what I want to do.
So now think about that kind of stress plus your girlfriend or boyfriend breaking up with you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
plus trying to fit in.
Yeah.
Plus do it. Should I wear makeup?
And not really having like no money either. Like
no money.
Even if you had a job, you were probably making shorts, or you know what I'm saying? So like it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like you really like you had to ask someone. You were leaning on other people for stuff.
Feeling like a cold bum.
Yeah. You were leaning on other people for stuff.
And that's like the requirement.
Rides and stuff. You know?
That's the requirement. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's a tough transitional period for becoming an adult. You know what I mean? Like learning that what your body is capable of, what to do with it and things like that. So Euphoria is a show that they got cataloging the experience of, is it safe to say the teenage American?
I guess. So yeah, why not?
High school American. And
high school American.
I was saying the Goose, because Goose was like, the show is fire. And it was just like, yo, I don't know if I can say that it's just dead fire yet, because it's like a lot of pain, and it's different, right? Because I could say like The Wire is fire. The Sopranos is fire. I wouldn't even go so far as saying Oz was fire. It was a good story.
Yeah.
But when you look at The Wire and The Sopranos, those are very painful stories as well. However, it's a certain unique experience to a certain American. So you can be like, you're just happy that those stories are like getting told.
Right. Absolutely.
So when you look at these babies, right, or which are these babies, and they're dealing with sexuality, that's a big thing in and of
itself.
Right,
the start of it, really, like really when you start to figure that stuff out for yourself.
What your body is capable of,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And like the with the agency that we have nowadays, and how I was saying, like I don't think there's ever been a recorded time in history where we've seen this level of agency and free, like freer influence.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's like, it could be like natural evolution though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's the thing with AI.
You're right.
AI, this is and that was the point I wanted to make with AI, that instead of, you know, fighting it,
Yeah.
We like fighting with it, we need to be trying to like
grow with it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And figure out like how this evolution is, you know, like
gonna, yeah, people like, are able to do things at a younger,
best for us,
a younger age. Like people are more developed at a younger age now than even even when we were that age. You know what I'm saying? Like they're more developed now, or like they're bigger, faster, stronger, or whatever. Come you know on. What I'm saying? Like it's just like it's like natural. Smarter. Yeah, it's like it's natural like evolution.
It's just like Naj is gonna in his high school years is gonna be blowing me.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Out of the water.
Yeah, it's gonna be insane.
With the shit that he's talking about. Your kids is gonna be right. You're gonna be like, what?
Yeah, it's gonna be insane. Like, even just being around like my friends that have kids now, like when they're 3, 4, 5, like your son, and then like I got a couple of friends, like their kids might be 7, 8, 9, you know what I'm saying? Like the shit they talk about is like crazy to me. I'm like, damn, there's no way I was saying that kind of shit when I was 9. Like
I knew
I would say some like slick shit here and there, but there's no way I was like that. Like they're like really good with emotions and stuff like that. Like there's no way I was like that.
They express themselves. They're like fully articulate.
Yeah, exactly.
Dog, I was a feral child. I was taking porno magazines to the third grade. Dog, I was feral.
Right.
Like you know what I mean? It was.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't that when I you know, they blowing me out of the water.
No question.
I mean, so like. And that's the thing. Like, I think we need to be thinking about things like our attitude a lot more, like our openness to things like this, and what this means for us as an evolved culture.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, 100%. I try to be like mindful of that.
It's really important to be that way because everything,
like every time
is going to be a reflection of it. It's like
we're
soon to have maybe even the first, like our first trans president. You know what I mean, like. That's,
I mean, like at this point, it's on the horizon.
Yo, Euphoria is showing us what,
right?
Like this, it, like this generation is,
right?
You understand what I'm saying? Like, think about like how Jules and what's Zendaya's character's name?
Rue,
right? Like, look, think about how opposite they shit is, right?
Like, yeah,
she's more like an aggressive, like a male type.
Yeah.
And you know
Jules is the opposite. Jules is actually the male, but she's like more girly and stuff.
Right, trans girl. So it's just like, yo, it's amazing.
It's weird that like Rue's attracted to her, knowing that
that way.
That way,
just as Jules is.
Right.
And it's kind of weird that Jules isn't attracted to her.
Right. You would think. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
100%.
So. You know, is that's what I'm saying. Like, the more that this is fought with, the less it's understood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You almost kind of just got to let things be.
It's the way it is.
I feel like I have to, like, I try to check myself a lot on that kind of stuff. Every time I see, like, something, like, super crazy, like, I try to be like, all right, well, like, I don't know.
I incorporate like, that in my new shit. Like, what's your pronouns?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's like, I don't know. Just every time I see something crazy now, I'm almost just like, all right, well, like, that's just how, like, shit is now. It's like kind of like evolution as, like, just us being human beings, just as, like, a species. So, like, there's going to be, like kind of like a wrench in things, or people might feel like it's a glitch in the matrix or something. So, it just kind of comes with being human beings, I think. So, I try to check myself, like, yo, it's really not that crazy. Like, it's like people are going to be, like, do whatever they want. At the end of the day.
And that's the thing about
creativity. And you just gotta like be accepting of that.
That's the thing about creativity nowadays, where you have like this actual we're just now accepting our potential for what we can do and or be.
Yeah.
We're just now accepting that.
Right.
And let's say we're calling it the science of creativity, right? Within that, right when we started to accept that, the huge tech boom. Like consistent, boom, boom, boom. So right. We've been growing parallel to this, and it's been beating us, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So we have to focus on creativity. We have to focus on the person and the attitude and things like that. And with the appreciative inquiry piece, it's like, well, what do you like about all of this shit that's happening?
Yeah.
Right? Like the issues with the likes, the massive ego on social media,
mm-hmm.
The age of influence and clout chasing and things like that.
No doubt.
What is the good things that's coming about this? You know what I mean? Like, at least I'm seeing, like, right now, there's a lot of people that care a lot less about money, like paper money.
Right.
And they're like, yo, that shit.
It's more about, like, just having, like, a network of people you could lean on more than it is about money. Like, just having someone that, like,
could plug. It's still about money.
Yeah. But, yeah. But, like, it's more about, like, who you know now. Like, it's like.
And who you connecting yourself with.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, who's like, on your team pretty much.
Like, people really pay attention to the five people they hang around the most. I'd say that that's a thing now. Like
for people, for people that are like being conversing. Mindful, for sure.
Yes.
For
sure. Yes. So, I mean, and that's if you're aware. You know what I'm saying? Because like that's the gift and the curse of being aware. Like Pandora's box, you can't close it again. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't pretend dumb because your shit going to be fucked up. Your life will reflect that.
Yeah, it's like impossible to.
Yeah, so you have to accept that and you have to roll with it. So and that's the thing about the attitude versus inspiration. So, like, I always speak on the spectrum. And forgive me if I don't know any scientist or researcher that's already doing the work on inspiration and intimidation. Within my mindfulness, whenever I'm engaged in new conversation, especially networking or whatever, or teaching a new class, I'm paying attention to my feelings. And a lot of times, you know, due to social awkwardness, I might come off as shy, and I'm really just like studying the room, engaging, you know, the energies, the attitudes of the individuals within that forum. But even when I'm intimidated, I switch it because I know that excitement and anxiety running the same part of your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I like immediately be like, well, like if I feel intimidated and of course ego doesn't want to admit that. So when I feel intimidated, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm inspired. I like that. I like what you're doing. And I force myself to give a compliment right there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it's the work of killing ego to keep my attitude high.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I was kicking it the other day. Like I was saying, I was kicking it with Moon, and it was just like I came to this revelation that it's like I feel like my creativity gets dampened because, you know, I don't get a chance to imagine in certain spaces, like having a caucus of cool friends, like different caucuses of cool friends, like coming over here. Okay, that's like one of my bastions of cool energy. But then, like, it's not many places that I get to go to do that. Like, teaching is one of my cool places to be because it's fresh, new minds. They open and they engage. They want to have dialogue. They're curious. And they haven't built up so much ego to where they have to, like, ghost or not, like, or, like, not want, like, we were talking about earlier, like, not having, like, motherfuckers just don't want to have this kind of conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I get kind of.
Or at least until they're like comfortable. People don't just like walk in the room and have this conversation.
Yeah, that's true too. But like in the class form, I can at least put them in a chokehold and they can't leave. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to talk.
That's
to
what I'm saying. Like it's like.
Or an hour, 20, whatever.
Right.
But so I feel like a lot of times it's like, yo, I don't really get to express certain parts of myself because I'm limited to who, where, and how I can be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't really know that many young professionals and shit like that. And then even of those that I do come in contact with, like how many of us hit it off to where, you know, we can kick it on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, I understand like if they high performers or not, but if you are high performers, it's probably kind of hard for us to be around each other at the same time, like because we both want to do what we want to do,
moving around.
Yeah, but that's cool too. So I'm just saying it. Just don't be really like you gotta be paying attention to what could benefit you, or what you could like manifest or synthesize for your strength, for your attribute.
Yeah.
At the same time, instead of just like you was talking about before with the contingency thing, it don't always have to be for
like when shit hits the fan.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to be thinking about that shit proactively to be like, okay, I know I need to have this kind of energy to do and or be this with
if this
these
happens,
kinds of people.
If this happens, I'm ready for it.
You know, so, you know, it's I really want people to be, if you listening again with that challenge, you know, make sure you're writing down C equals F of A, open parentheses, K, comma, I, comma, E, close parentheses. You can look this up. It's Ruth Knowler's, mathematician. It was her way of illustrating what creativity would look like as a math problem. And that's what she came up with. Creativity equals the function of your attitude multiplied by your knowledge, imagination, and evaluation. So that what we were just talking about was the evaluation piece, being able to discern what benefits you and what's not beneficial for you. You know what I mean? And like keep moving. And that's the thing, like I'm seeing now, like in my waking hours, like I've been thinking, doing a lot of thinking about what you had said that one day, like, man, you just be running and running and running until your body give up. And I've been thinking about that. Like I've been doing a lot of reflecting on that because I would make sure I'm treating myself healthily.
Right.
And I'm growing up with artificial intelligence. So let's just say I'm paying attention to machine learning and I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I want to learn. I want to take advantage of my super heavy ass brain. Right. And know that that thing was made to mimic what minds can actually do.
Right. No doubt.
And it's doing more.
They have the same capacity like we do.
And it's able to access more than I'm able to access.
Right.
Right. So I want to take advantage of more of what I'm taking in subconsciously mm-hmm. and be able to use that to my benefit when doing whatever, when making whatever, creating whatever. So through the process of trial and learn, I've been playing with different ways as I'm asking, like, for everybody, for all the consumers to try out that challenge. I've been doing that every day for the past, at minimum, 4 years.
Right.
At minimum. And I feel great every day. Everybody... Like my skin is I be going places. I went to the Creative Mornings Buffalo on one Friday morning, and I seen brother Marshawn in there. He was like, "Man, you look like you're glowing, man." And I'm like, "Man, it's probably my lotion." And he was like, "No, man, you can tell, man. Every time I see you, you're doing something." And reportedly, I look young. I drink water. I stay stress free. You know what I mean? I love hard. I love my family. I'm a Cancer, so I'm sensitive. You know what I mean? But I do everything that works for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So even when the motherfucker or whatever sidetracks me and hate from the sideline or, you know, sucking shit I'm going through right now.
Right.
When I look at my life, though, it's sweet. You know what I'm saying? And I have to learn how to appreciate, here's that word again, what I'm having. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. I mean, that was like one of the first things you ever taught me, like when we went through like the whole process and everything. That was like one of like the first times like we sat down and did that. That was like one of the like the first things you brought up was like about appreciating like the smallest thing.
The small. And you know what? Like that was one of the last power things that I learned.
Yeah.
Like before I got out here.
It's like the most important.
That's one of the most important things ever. And I'm forgetting it. Didn't it? Tojo? Was it Tojo who started studying? I forgot. But it's so important to be able to appreciate like everything. I like even with my situation with my cousins, man, getting murdered, 8 months of brothers getting murdered, 8 months of each other.
Yeah.
Like if we had this vantage of life as being beautiful, something to be appreciated,
mm-hmm.
then you look at the pain as art. because we know that no art is made without pain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So you can approach those things deliberately with that attitude. Like, right, this is where I'm making the most beautiful self.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it requires your attitude to be of an optimistic one.
Right.
And being like, yo, I know all this shit is working in my benefit. And I'm built for this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I gave this scenario, right? Because in divergent thinking, one of the last guidelines for divergent thinking is combine and build on other ideas and options.
Yep.
So it's like if we was on a tundra or a savanna 100 to 150,000 years ago, and you fucking go outside to kill a saber-toothed tiger, you probably wouldn't come back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if all of us in this house got together, put a plan together, and went out there to go and kill this motherfucker, and you know in every click there's a super crazy motherfucker that goes out there and initiates the attack to distract the big motherfucker, and then everybody else attacks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I said that I probably would be the one that took that higher pill. You know what I mean? Because yeah, if I had to go for you to follow up, then you got to follow up.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Make it count. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think about them. You know what I'm saying? Is you know, no matter what, man, I'm gonna make this life of mine count, because we all come from that kind of lineage, right? And you got your own pain and struggle in your own lineage. You know, yeah, what I'm saying? So it's like, do we still approach life with that same attitude as some of our predecessors and get what they got out of the investment, or do we take the investment, you know, to higher level? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
To greater lengths, you know what I mean? So that's the attitude and the inspiration space. The inspiration is another choice word, because it's about the evaluation. It's about how you choose to evaluate these things. You know what I mean? Like, how are you looking at this?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you can change it's a choice thing. Like, so you can change everything that's happening right now and be like, perfect example, Goose, like when you got fired on your day off, right?
Right.
You ain't really get fired. We already know that. So we just make the joke of it.
Nah, I got fired on my day off.
It was laid off. They downsized.
They told me it was a layoff, but if you ask me, like, I know I got, they didn't have to sugarcoat.
They don't,
like,
give you no severance package.
I feel you, but still.
They don't give you no severance package.
But I was the only person that got laid off, so.
You was the low man, right, dog. They ain't one that had to do you.
I wasn't even the low man, so it's all right.
You wasn't?
Nah.
Oh, shit. I thought you was the low man.
I've been there for 7 years.
I thought they didn't hire nobody after you.
Nah. Someone just got hired a couple months before that.
Oh, they ain't
like October.
Go?
Huh?
They ain't let them go?
No.
Oh, that's fucked.
Not as far as I know.
Yeah, that's fucked.
So
that was targeted.
But yeah, but so either way, fired down my day off.
Yeah, but either way, your evaluation of that was like, shit. And then some of your friends, including myself, was like, yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, even if you had a negative evaluation, you would either had to fall out with us, because right, we would have been like, yo, we wouldn't bend it.
Right.
It
no
was
question.
Like, yo, this is an opportunity. Or yeah, you had to switch up your vantage and be,
I mean,
like,
my initial like reaction anyways wasn't like a negative one to begin with. It was really like,
it almost felt like
a weight off me, like to an extent where it was just like the only pressure I felt after that was like, all right, I just got to make like figure out how to pay my bills now. I just got to get creative with how I pay my bills now. It wasn't
already.
Like,
look at you. Look at you. Like, creativity
right,
kicking.
Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, bills now. That's what I was like initially thinking. It was like, all right, well, like, I have to creatively pay my bills now. Cause now it's not like I don't have like a guaranteed paycheck every week.
This
where,
dude
like,
is a gambling American, man. He would gamble on everything. And
I mean, yeah, that's a fact.
80 inch TV. Be like, how you get this, man? I just won $2,000 on this, man.
Right.
I just went and bought a TV.
Right.
It's insane.
Yeah. So I felt like I had to, like, all right, well, I know I'm not getting a paycheck like a guaranteed paycheck every week. So now I have to like make sure I'm like mindful of what I'm doing and if it's making me money, if I'm spending my time correctly, like to make sure I'm getting my bills paid and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not just like doing nothing so that I'm not getting any of my bills, but like there's no money coming in, like now I have to pay attention. Like I got to make sure I'm like making my time worth it every day.
See, but see, that's the see, the, but I think that has a lot to do with your belief system already. Would you say that you were a success?
That I'm a success?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But see, that's my point. So like, now, boom, like say we take our listeners and we got a Likert set up. We got a scale set up from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Right. And we say, give your definition of success. And then right below that, do you think like where do you think you stand with success? Like how successful do you think you are?
Like just me being like super hard on myself, I'd say a 7. But if I like don't think about it too much, I think a 10, just because I'm alive.
But see, that's you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So like that's what I'm saying. I think sometimes I overthink it, and I'm like, you know, what I'm saying I get hard on myself. I'm like, damn, I might be at like a 5 or 6 or like a 7.
But then,
you know
see, that's
but
then, all
like,
ego.
If you think that's what I'm saying, if you like take that out of it, if you just like right off the top of your head, like, well, I'm alive right now and I'm talking on this podcast, so that's a 10.
Yo.
Like, and I'm like, I'm still here. Like I got money.
Like I'm chilling. I got money. I'm living life how I want to.
Yeah, no
like
doubt.
I'm doing it my way.
So that's like a 10.
Like,
cause like someone else is looking at me like, damn, okay, like he's good. You know, at least in their eyes, I seem carefree. So it's like that. I would like to live like that because people just want to live carefree at the end of the day, be happy and carefree. So you look at someone else's shit, like with Instagram, you look at someone else's shit, what they're doing, and it might seem like
how they plan is how you're really
and
living.
They're only showing you the positive stuff. So you're looking at their life like, okay, cool. Like that dude's living. He's got to be a 10 out of 10 success. But really, they're dealing with a lot of shit behind closed doors. But like in someone else's eyes, it's 10 out of 10 because you're alive and you're doing cool shit.
And that's the thing, right? And when you ask people that same thing, that's usually the answer. Like that's it right there. Or like I don't feel like I'm there, and I don't feel like I'm doing what I'm doing. But when you look up success, or it's an accomplishment of a name or a goal. We've been through this, right?
You might not be there in like a certain aspect of something, but you're
but that's
like
to you,
yeah, right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but in general, the fact that you're like breathing is.
That's it.
10 out of 10.
You woke up this morning.
Right.
Especially for us, man. You woke up with your wood hired. You blessed.
No question.
You blessed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which every day you get older. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's like a major, major thing. You get to choose. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think some folks, you know, will put themselves so far down on that scale of being a success or not. And then when you ask them, okay, so take me to a time where you felt like you was 100% successful. And they give it some time where they think about it, and it could be whatever milestone they achieve out of the myriad milestones they achieved in their life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, okay, so what changed?
Yeah.
Were you a complete person when you did that? Yes, I was a complete person. You a complete person? Yeah. So what changed?
Right.
Ain't shit changed. You know what I'm saying? You still a 100% complete success. So but it's a matter of how you're shaping that story, man, how you shaping that vantage.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's how you evaluating that. Are you, you know, you catching an attitude because you're intimidated by your story, or like a negative attitude, or are you inspired? And is that influencing your attitude to go out and make a new friend? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, shout out to us doing the podcast here.
Yep.
Peter moving in. Peter fucking with the podcast, telling Kev about the podcast, Kev coming to get back with me. Now we back out now we in these streets together going hard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's, and whoever else, Sean Graswall, man, shout him out, man, the CPA, fucking with his heart, man, he fucks with his heart.
Word.
Stay reposting our shit. So that's positive attitudes. That's people being like, yo, shit, I want to get with this person. I want to talk to these people. I want to, you know what I mean? I want to do something. I want to be a part of something. That's, to me, how we should be, for lack of better terms, manipulating our attitudes.
I agree.
To get the best out of this game. You know what I mean? Like, especially you want to be in business, you want to do some things. Like, how do you think you're going to be connecting with other people from other cultures? How swell do you think your customer service package is going to run?
Yeah.
When you can't drive up the street without calling somebody a lame ass, stupid fuck asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%.
So
100%.
You know, dude. I remember kicking it with Dr. Firestein, man, and we was a road trip and we was on our way to a gig. So we was just, you know, you start talking about, you get to know the person. You start kicking about crazy shit. Yeah, talk about shit. And we was talking about dirty jokes of yesteryear and the amount of creativity or lack thereof within them.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of the movies, the 80s film Porky's. They have a trilogy series of Porky's from the 80s, but the movies is about the 50s, so they're period pieces from the 80s, and I'm like, well, what about the joke where they say, well, your mother sucks or your sister sucks rhinoceros dicks or your mother sucks cocks in hell?
Yeah, that's one of your favorites.
Yo, that's one of my favorite joints. And he looked over at me and he was like, well, that really isn't creative at all. You know what I mean? He's like, where's the creativity in that? You know what I mean? Like, the art is in trying to say what that.
To me, that's like pretty creative. Like, just thinking about
me too.
Yeah.
To me, that's fucking creative as hell. Yeah, like, you really like trying to hurt a motherfucking feeling.
It's the person you love the most and the place that they teach you from birth. It's like the worst place on earth, you know?
Yo. And she on
and
her
no
knees.
One wants to hear about their mom doing anything crazy.
Come on, dog. He like, that ain't really creative, because he was like, you get creative in being able to facilitate that kind of feeling without saying that.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I was like, ooh. But then, right, for the work that I'm doing, imagine what kind of energy that I have to put into trying to make a motherfucker feel like that articulately.
Right, it's crazy.
So I'll just take that energy and try to make them feel better about themselves by looking at themselves and the behavior that they're putting on display. And then, thank you very much.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can't even wish you a good strong go fuck yourself, because I enjoy that. Yeah, I can't allow you to have, you would fuck that up too.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. So, you know, and again, to revisit a notion from a previous podcast is, you know, celebration, man. So, you know, if something terrible happens, there's going to be some type of mourning period. You know what I mean? There's going to be some type of grief and closure period, right? But we seldomly express that for things that deserve to be fucking commenced.
For sure.
You know what I mean? If for where we trying to hide our success for whatever reason, or like we don't want people to think that we the shit, or we people won't understand it, so you don't want to say nothing about it anyway. You think people just don't care. For whatever reason, it's like a learned behavior to discount success, especially personal successes.
Mm-hmm.
And how well can you sing my praises if you can't sing your own?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I can see why it would be hard as hell to congratulate me when you look at yourself and be like, look at you, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
You wasting your life. What are you doing with it? You stay late. You're garbage. That's why nobody want to be with you. You're lucky if you get a friend. How could you be happy for me? You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
If you're running from something, you got demons. You know what I mean? You got truths that you don't want to accept. You know what I mean? We always talking about the person that's been abused, but what about the abuser?
Yeah.
Have they made peace with that? Do we even give a, you like, man, I don't even give a fuck about the fucking abuser.
No, nah, I mean, I do, but I mean, I feel you though. Like, knowing, like, I mean, people don't really look at things like both ways sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You don't put yourself in both positions. You just, you know what I'm saying, put yourself in the position that, like, you're, like, that makes sense to you or, like, it's comfortable for you.
Right, so until you don't, it ain't
like,
comfortable.
So you don't, like, look at, like, if someone hurts you, you don't look at, like, look at it from their perspective.
Right, too. I agree. But that's the same thing, like, with R. Kelly right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't care about shit like that as long as it kind of serves you.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No question.
And injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. Yeah,
it went on for so long because, you know what I'm saying, people were getting helped out because of that, because of his career.
Dog, I rolled past.
People living off his career, so they didn't, like,
of course.
They didn't want to see him.
But even the consumers.
Right, no doubt. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's people consumers. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's making good music for people. So they're just like,
a lot of people like, I ain't going to stop listening to
him. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, back in the day, the first time it happened, the first time he got caught and got put on trial, it would have went differently if people weren't like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because what's right is right.
But that's what a lot of shit, dog. You got.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
if you take Genesee,
that was just the example we used.
But if you take Genesee out to Darien Center to get to Darien Lake, you got to pass Windy State to get there.
Right.
Windy County to get there. You know what I mean? I can't feel good knowing that there's good people locked in there.
Right.
And I'm going to fucking Darien Lake. You know what I'm saying? That fucks with me a little bit because I know there's a lot of injustice.
No question.
And inconsiderate injustice out here.
No question.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't make me feel good. You know, like,
that you're enjoying yourself.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. You know, so and shit like that, you could say get over or whatever. Like, some people deserve to be. Of course, some people deserve to be there. Some people are monsters. But when you know
you were talking about, like, people that don't, though.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? When you come from a corrupt institution and you putting in the perfect storm type of situation to become what was designed of you to become and perfect song to come on, you know, right time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no doubt.
It's,
and yeah, they're releasing people all the time and stuff for stuff they didn't commit and got convicted of, and that kind of stuff happens. You know what I'm saying? Not as many as should be getting released for that kind of stuff, but it's people that's happening to. So
meanwhile, we back turfed up against Iran when motherfuckers in Eastern Europe is having we still be having a hard time every now and again. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's, you know, that posturing, that attitude we was talking about earlier.
Yeah, no question.
That's, to me, that's a uniquely American thing. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You put that with that cool and cocky attitude, you get 45.
No doubt. You know what I mean? There's no doubt.
You start to come, like we were talking about earlier with the loudest voice. Mm-hmm. Well, would be like, well, how do you know that your facts is facts?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a beautiful life, y'all, man. And instances is going to be tough because likely, you know, the persons that's doing the best that they can, they don't have the criteria to know that their best isn't your best. You know what I mean? And I know I've been saying that the last few episodes, but it's been on my heart to keep iterating that because we're so influential, we're so interpersonal as beings that the persons that the closest to us that's wanting whatever they want for us may not be what's for us.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Or what we even want.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, like, I was kicking it with somebody. I was overheard a conversation and I was just listening, right? And about a motherfucker criticized another woman because her body goal choices and how she went about them. And like, what is she doing? Why is she doing that to her body? She was so beautiful before that, whatever. Da-da-da-da. But you don't even know what you want out of life. So, like, who's the bigger blame? At least she know what she want.
Right.
She want bigger breasts and bigger butt.
Right.
Because she was thin. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Right.
But I would be more concerned about you not knowing what you want out of your life.
Yeah. that you're talking about hers to begin with.
Come on, that you persecuting another person that know what they want.
Right. For sure.
So, you know, like, function of your attitude, people. You know what I mean? Look around you. Take a deep evaluation. Look around you. Take account. What's happening for you? Not to you. What's happening for you? Why is it happening for you? What part is your attitude playing in that? Could it be better? Might it be better? All strong, evaluative, reflective, introspective questioning. I know it might seem difficult or a lot of information coming at you fast, but if you on here, you've been sticking with us, you a high performer now. It's in you. It ain't on you. You here. You know what I mean? Creativity equals the function of your attitude multiplied by your knowledge, imagination, and evaluation. Now, if you ain't got imagination, then you got to keep going back further within these episodes where we're talking about deeper about imagination and applied imagination and the importance of imagination when it came to the inception of the science and research of creativity. You know what I mean?
No question.
So, what else we got, Luce? What else is on the docket, dude?
I feel like that was like everything. It was about like AI and the creative, like getting the freedom, you know what I'm saying? The equation for freedom.
Freedom for Well, so what does all this mean for freedom? So I like to consider.
Go ahead. To me, like to like sum it up, or like to what it means for freedom would be like if you look at everything like with an imagination and understand at the same time that like everything was created off an imagination, and that being in a positive, like in a positive light, then like that'll free you to like a lot of like everything, you know what I'm saying? Like if you could look at look at this table and realize that like that was someone's imagination in a positive way being used, you know what I'm saying? Like that could make you free. Like, okay, cool. Like it kind of brings it full circle. Like everything, like us using these mics and everything, us doing the podcast in general.
Spending this bread, $400-500
It's imagination just to be doing this. So it's like a blessing.
That's a fact.
So if you could look at things like that, like you're free.
See, my take on freedom is like the basis of like my hunger for this, like for what we do here. I was born in a fucked up situation. Like I was born to never know what freedom really feels like, right? So I'm hell bent. I'm determined. And freedom has been of discovery for me, which keeps me wonderfully curious. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I scientifically clarify the barriers I want to break down, and then I methodically attack them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And throw whatever human capital I can at it. You know what I mean? And until it bends to my will. Whatever that may be. And once I get it to bend in my will, I try to repeat that or duplicate that process over and over and over again. And then use it for the greater good, to be of service to somebody else.
Yeah.
And within that service of somebody else, make a living off of it. And from that living, be able to give back to my community, my environment, plus buy a yacht, plus drive the cars I want to, live in the way I want to live. To me, I'm living off of what I manifest.
Right.
That's freedom for me.
No doubt.
This country has been about manifest destiny, right?
No question.
And instead of running from it, I embrace it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. If it worked for them, that can't be the only persons that it worked for them. And in the way that it worked for them, that can't be the only way that it has to work.
No doubt.
It has to be better practices, better forms. You know what I'm saying?
That's like what I was talking about. And that's like what I was talking about is like, I was talking about just like in general, just like freedom of thought more than anything. Cause that's like your thoughts are what's going to like either hold you back or push you forward. So I was just looking at it like to sum it up, like as just like a freedom of thought thing. So you just kind of like added that, like you took like, all right, well then the freedom of thought and then actually getting everything you want on top of that is like full freedom.
That's to me.
Right.
Because it's a 360 degree view. It's a full circle view,
yeah, no doubt.
Holistic view of you. Like it's vertical integration.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nip. You know what I mean? Is you living off of you, you know what I mean? And committed to being of a service to the greater, for, you know, I don't want to sound all kumbaya, but the greater good, you know what I mean? And seeing it actively play out because you're a part of the community that you serve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's no greater compliment than somebody saying, thank you, man. Like, yo, you've unlocked so many doors for me. Like, I'm having so many breakthroughs. I see things so differently. My life is so much better. Like, the money is reflective of how that feels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no doubt.
So when we talk about the celebration thing, like, it's important to be able to get on a yacht. It's important to be able to take trips. It's important to be able to have what you want to have and do the things that you want to do because it's celebratory of that hard work, of being in those trenches, of holding it down further than anybody else was willing to do that. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You deserve to shine. You deserve to that spotlight. Like I tell my son when he was graduating, he trying to hide behind, you know, somebody that was standing to the left of him.
Right.
And I had to like wave him from afar. And then when I told him when he sat on my lap, you know what I mean? That dog, you know, you just a certain kind of person, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The spotlight is just on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nothing you can really do about it. You know what I mean? You have to embrace it instead of run from it. You know what I mean?
For like, sure.
You gonna be seen even when you think ain't nobody watching you. You know what I mean? So you just have to embrace it instead of run from it. You know what I'm saying? And carve your own way, your own lane of having your privacy and your solitude and things like that on your own time, but deliberately.
Yeah.
Not passively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, yeah, that's it, man. I don't think I got any. You got anything else, Goose?
Nah, not at all. I think we wrapped everything up pretty well.
And succinctly.
Right.
I think this was like nice.
It flowed very well.
Yeah. So as always, man, we appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for checking in with us, man. I've been doing the breakdown, Goose, of the spaces that we've been being played down to the cities,
In
Shanghai and shit like that.
Dope.
And we, man, you'd be impressed.
I'm sure I would.
A lot of the places that we at, like even with Canada, like I'm impressed with like the areas, like. Toronto, Hamilton, and a couple other spaces that was up there, man. I couldn't believe that. I'm like, damn, like that's how our stats are starting to break. So I'm looking at those places, man. So shout y'all out, man. Shout out all us, all everybody that's rocking with us on Axe the Phoenix, man. And the feedback is growing. The listenership is growing. We getting consistent. We growing consistently. We almost have 5,000 listens now, Goose. So
let's go.
You know, it's consistently growing, man. So, man, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all because this is just, you know, us kicking it about how our commitment to shattering paradigmatic thinking ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And being committed to learning and growing ourselves and giving the tips as an offshoot, as a byproduct of that. You know what I mean? It's very much fun for us. Check us out. Check me out over there with Kev at Conduit Conversations at the same time. We got videos all up on YouTube. The more y'all look at the videos, the more I can convince Goose to start showing his face on here. You know what I mean? Right now, he ain't rocking with it. We ain't got enough production going on. So, yo, so look at them joints. Just watch them. Behind the scenes, they raw, but they around. You know what I mean? If the podcast ain't for you, suggest your people to the YouTube clips. You know what I mean? But other than that, Goose, where can they find you at?
Goose Wavy on everything. Literally everything.
Goose Wavy on everything. SoundCloud.
On everything.
Go download his latest mixtape playlist. Right now, you can go through a whole curated list of what, 120 playlists?
There was. I took a bunch down, so right now it's at like 4 or 5, but it's like the newest ones. Okay. I got my oldest one on there, and then like a couple of the newer ones. Like I got one for the summer. I got one for like the beginning of summer, and then I'm going to do another one like towards the end of summer, like fall time.
You in the clubs this weekend?
Nah, not this weekend. Nothing this weekend.
Yeah, y'all ain't know he was DJing in the clubs. Y'all ain't know he was also doing that. You can catch him at what's your joint?
I was at Main Place, but that shut down. And then me and Chuck got this spot on Hurdle on Sundays. So I'm going to be splitting that with him every once in a while. So Della Cita on Hurdle.
That's what's up. So y'all
5 to 9 on Sundays.
Yeah, I know where to catch him at.
Yeah. If you're not going to catch me, you're at least going to catch Chuck. And Chuck's dope, so.
Chuck's definitely willing to.
Chuck's dope, so he's a better time than I am too.
He'll be
lit with you. I'm more focused than Chuck. That he be having a good time with you.
Goose say he's straight edge, y'all, but his piss stay hot. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's not a fact.
Well, you know where y'all can find me at IG at Ask the Phoenix. My LinkedIn is my name, Naja Bolden. YouTube at Phoenix Innovation Group. My website, check my website out. Check out Zach Billion, man, who's being real patient with revamping my shit. He pushes me to really think about my content and like how I want to like structure that for marketing and shit like that. So shout him out. I don't just be wanting to send him anything because he put out dope shit. So whatever I put on there, he ain't gonna be like, you sure? He allowed your creativity. So I want my shit to be some shit, you know what I'm saying? So That's my new website is coming real soon. Shout out to the fucking new location for the Burn Ward. That's gonna be dope. That's gonna be even doper than
for sure.
Than where it is right now. Haters, y'all know what y'all can do. You know what I mean? Y'all keep trying to tear down these mansions, man. But, you know, like I told y'all, it's institutional wealth. Wealth is well built. You know what I mean? That means you got to go back through and it's just, you got to be going. That's got to be on your agenda. You know what I mean? And we constantly at work trying to build, lay new tracks. So, you know, we out here, man. You dig? We defending it all day, every day. So, to my kings and queens, keep being beacons, keep lighting the way, you know what I mean? Being your outstanding, most incredible selves, worthy of fantastic glory. And to the gods and goddess, keep creating, keep transforming lives, you know what I'm saying? Lead with testimony and transparency and not just transaction. You dig? And for you phoenixes out there, the stuff that legends are made of, the myths are made of, to you incredible beings out there, you incredible creatives, flame on.